Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Check later to see if I did that correctly. That was a little idea that I call target practice. And continue with this confirmation thing with this target practice exercise that I use a lot to free myself up on the form to try to make sure I'm keeping my place harmonically and rhythmically and hitting a mark, again, similar to the last exercise, but a little more formalized. So I was playing the form of confirmation there, tapping to and fro with my foot here so that you can hear where the beat is. And I'm working on, again, upgrading the quality of these videos. So please let me know if you think that this sounds and looks okay. I haven't had complaints, but I'm not really that satisfied. So I think this might be a better one. Let me know. Okay, so anyway, what was I doing? Target is the end of the melody. Right, end of the last A is. Sorry. Okay, so is what I'm trying to hit. And I just take some kind of rhythm that goes across the bar line, like some kind of hemiola type of deal. So, like, it takes very, very simple. Just on the last A. So I'm thinking in my mind. That's my target there. Can't. Okay, so I'll just play something like two quarters and a quarter note rest. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm only going to play the last A. One, two. One, two, three. That's pretty basic sounding, but I'm trying to see if I can hit that mark. Dun, dun, dun. See if it comes out the same way again. I don't really count it or anything. I just see if I end up doing it the same way a bunch of times, then it's probably correct, I guess, if it feels all right. One, two, three, four. Yeah, I think that's right. So if I started on the second beat, it should come out like just those last, they should be part of the pattern, I think so, like this. One, two, three, four. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, sorry. Bum, 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 da, da, bum, bum. Okay? So let's do a slightly more complicated one, like same time span, like as in threes, but this time with like a little rhythm to it, like da 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4. See if I start on the second beat. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, cool. So I'm gonna do a slightly more complicated rhythm, like dun 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 dun. I'm doing like a quarter and then a dotted quarter. Dun 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 dun. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I messed that up. Oh, I started doing the first A again. Sorry. You know, when I want to check something, I'll use a really simple melody. I won't try to improvise a melody, so I'm just using the kind of typical counterline of this. Something like that. So, to check this last A section, whatever. A little bit of a wait for that second thing. I'll start on the second beat. 3, 4. Neither of those feel that great to me, but it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to find a way to get from the rhythm back into the, in a way that's kind of slick, but it's not, that one's just not really slick. What if I try two quarter notes and dot it? Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to do it a little faster now. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, 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 okay. 1, 2. I just kept it going through the whole form just for fun to see what it would sound like. So you can see how this could really, depending on how you escalate the problem, you know, it could get pretty involved, you know. What was the one I was playing at the beginning of the video now? That's the rhythm I was playing, okay? So, that'd be like da 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 Somehow getting into B flat, but I was thinking most about the rhythms, not so much about exact notes. So let's see if it comes out the same way. I'll sing it again, then I'll play it. See. I think I changed something on the bridge. Dang it. Let me try. It's hard to sing and play it at the same time. I don't know if I've ever really tried to do that thing that I just did. But that's all right. I'm gonna try and just play it while I'm thinking of the harmony in my mind. Well, and you can check me, see if I'm right. Just sing the melody or the chord changes in your mind while I play it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I tried to do something cute and then I messed myself up. Lesson learned. Well, I'll do a little faster. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thinking of the melody underneath there, or I'm thinking kind of the harmony. I'm kind of improvising. I am improvising the notes, but I'm not improvising the rhythm. So I'm just sticking to a very specific rhythm. And I'm trying to hit that target, and by doing that, I don't know. I feel like I get a little. This is a certain type of balance, a rhythmic balance that I try to get into, where you feel like you could turn the beat around in different ways and not get not fall off the tightrope, or not have the bicycle, you know, fall sideways. It feels sort of like that to me, like this kind of thing. This kind of, so each one of those still, it just feels equally comfortable. I don't have to reset the beat and stuff like that. I can just feel it. A pulse through it, you know, like that. All right, so this is pretty big exercise. I might do some more on these. They're pretty fun, and they give you feedback like right away. Like, were you able to do it, or were you not able to do it? And then very easily you can adjust your difficulty level. So this doesn't have to be a tune like this. This could just be a chord progression, or it could just be like a groove where you just try to hit the top of the groove and you just play things against it, you know, and try to hit that. And then you try to do it without having something like a loop playing in the background. You just try and do it in your mind. That's what I was doing there. So, all right, that's enough for today.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.